got tired.
All right, Cullen Park, hey, really good first moto for you. JT always has a theory that Florida dudes do well here because the red dirt, sort of the way it is. I don't know if you subscribe to that, but you are a Florida guy. So good first moto.
Yeah, first moto was good. Actually, my best outdoor result to date. So it was nice, and I think it was like a second away from a top 10. So that was kind of a bummer. Really wanted to squeak inside the top 10. But, yeah, 11th was good. And, yeah, actually, this dirt's kind of similar to the farm at the Lawrence's. In a way. I mean, this dirt's kind of its own character, though. It has that really slick base. Yep. And I even went with the paddle for Moto 2, hoping for a good start.
Okay.
I was like the only one. I lined up far inside. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna nail my start.
Yeah.
Me and Christian, he like had maybe a half a wheel, and I went into the banners, and then the paddle for the rest of the moto was not the ticket.
No,
so that part was frustrating.
I was wondering if those anybody went for a paddle because hard base, slick, and I was like, I don't think so. But yeah, the start is so important that sometimes you guys sell out for that, right?
That's the thing, and it's funny because Christian was next to me. He's like, dude, I wouldn't go with the paddle. But I took it as, I'm like, he probably doesn't want me with the paddle because he doesn't want me to outstart him.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, nah, I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to get this guy. And he got me. I was like, dadgummit. But, yeah, oh, well.
Strategy backfired there.
Yeah, exactly.
But, hey, so good first moto, second moto, and then you were buried from there?
Yeah, I was buried. I worked my way up to 14th and honestly went backwards to 18th. This, as embarrassing as this is to admit, I mean, I just got pretty tired.
Yeah.
I'm really not sure why. I put in a lot of work, my trainer Blake Savage and I, and me, Chase, and Tom, we do a lot of the same things, honestly. We train a lot together, so that part's really frustrating. So I actually rested a lot this week, and I think that helped me. Like Moto 1, I had my spark back, and last weekend was probably the worst race of my career. And so it was kind of nice to bounce back this weekend.
Yeah, one of those where you just like, don't touch a bike or don't touch a training ride and kind of just rest.
Yeah, I have a tendency when we have those off weeks to really hit it hard. I'm like, oh, I'm going to make up time. I'm going to come out swinging. And then it just works the complete opposite. I just go into the next race kind of flat and tired. And, I struggled last week. And that one was so embarrassing. Like, I slept terrible all week until I had the opportunity to fix it today. So,
well, the 11th is, like you said, best moto to date. So that's, we'll build on that, right?
Yeah. It was, I was going to be really pissed at myself if my best moto of the year was Moto 1 at Paula.
Yeah.
I got 12th there, so 11th here. But so close to the top 10. So that part was a bummer. But 11th, I'll take it.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.